Our readings continue from the book of God's Revelation. The man ascended the mountain of Tin, a mile above the level of the sea. At the summit, looking eastward, he observed the shimmering waters of the dying sea in the distance. The scene reminded him of Masada overlooking the Dead Sea near to Qumran in Israel. And he felt the spiritual presence of Jesus and John and the other disciples blessing the sanctuary from out of the light of the sun. And the word spoke again, saying, "This is the seventh message. The new church of God's righteousness comes forth as the eighth church out of the seven churches of Revelation, under the spirit of God's image and word. This is the true church, whose ministers of righteousness are ordained to proclaim the second advent of God, come as Christ, Savior of the world. The true church established by God, authorized by his word, and empowered by his image, is not bound to old scripture polluted by human mind, nor to the old churches polluted by the human spirit. Their authority, as may be claimed, or based on apostolic succession, or on written word, or on written law, or on written doctrine, is abolished by God. New authority is given to the Second Advent Church as the true body of God on earth, whose image and word incarnates in the elect for a righteous ministry under the rays of the Sun of Righteousness. Jesus and the apostles, every true prophet of God, the congregation of risen souls of old times, and the angels in heaven manifest in God's true light for the salvation of all the righteous and wayward spirits. The angel of the Lord sent into the world as child under a new name proclaimed God's advent in the light and in the sun. Let the seven churches and their congregations of a multitude of names know that God's light redeems the spirit made in the image of light, and that the body of flesh was not made by that light. God endows the world with his messianic light. He sends new prophets, new apostles, new teachers of a new church into the world, who proclaim the appearance of God in light and who declare the advent of sacred law, manifest in the image and the word of God, who is judge and lawmaker over the creation which he rules in the majesty of spirit. If the races of the world knew of their divine right of immortality granted by God, they would deny the powers of darkness dominion over their spirits and would cast away forever their mortality with its legacy of suffering, pain, disease, want, and death, which is not the inheritance of God. The old law of observances and atonement, sin and guilt, sacrifice and appeasement was forever replaced by the New Testament of the sacred meal and the ingathering under Jesus as Messiah. Both are memorials to old times past and are fulfilled by the appearance of God and the establishment of his new covenant. The humanistic societies have given the sovereignty of the world over to the laws of nature and the unnatural laws of evil. These are destined to combine to the peril of the races. Let the righteous communities of God reclaim the world, teaching of the use of supernatural powers to restore divine order for the transformation and restoration of the world as it was in the beginning, before the advent of darkness and evil. Human society is to be fulfilled by a new society under God, for the laws of man and of nations are memorials to former ways, now invalid and illegal under God's light. And the word ceased to commune with the man's spirit. Walking to the church of New Laodicea, the seventh church of the Revelations, the man stood looking at the groves of juniper trees that rose up amidst wildflowers and blooming shrubs covering the mounts of the sanctuary in a riot of colors. Cicadas filled the air with their shrill notes. Rabbits scampered about the rocks and lush grass brought by the uncommon abundance of spring rains. A new deer nibbled at a cluster of juniper berries, then trotted off to the west toward a forest grove, eyeing the man as it went. A large snake slithered past, unmindful of two eagles circling above in a blue, cloudless sky. The mountain hills of the sanctuary were blanketed in soft sunlight, and a peaceful calm settled over the valleys. After some time, the word spoke again, saying to the man's soul, John wrote to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans, giving four important messages of cryptic meaning, understood by the ordained then and now, but which are not known to the churches and congregations of present generations. This John wrote, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. He knew of the true creation, a creation of spirit that was not of the world of matter and flesh. And John wrote, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. John knew of the apostasy and heresy of the church, then and now, and of its poorness of spirit. He wrote in enigmatic words, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. John wrote of the way, a treasure of treasures entrusted into his care by Jesus, that revealed the truth of spiritual rebirth by means of the image and word manifest in heaven and the life given to soul, which can be observed by the righteous in a robe of light. The way was to be lived only by the ordained of the community who, through knowledge and understanding of the law, were able to look upon the sun without harm and see the true light of God. John wrote lastly of God's appearance in the image and the word to come, and of the bread of life to be offered, the food of the angels and of Jesus, who was in the light of God. He wrote thusly, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come to him and will sup with him, and he with me. Jesus and the elect had preserved the secret of the light and of God's Son from the time of Moses and before. The ministry of Jesus sought to gain control of the temple and to restore it to godly use for the salvation of the nation and the fulfillment of the revelations given by him for the good of the whole world. With the rejection of Jesus' ministry and that of his disciples that followed, and with the corruption of the teachings by self-appointed and false disciples, Jerusalem and the temple fell with the nation. Thereafter, the light went out from the world at the hands of Belial, that teller of lies and falsehood, who deceives man's mind and corrupts the spirit. In this way, darkness and evil were perpetuated in the name of Jesus and God the Father. And yet, a great truth was bequeathed to the world. The saints have, since their martyrdom, labored from the realms of heaven to usher in the second coming of God's light as ordained. The righteous of the Second Advent ministry are empowered by the righteous of heaven in the light and in the Son of Righteousness. A righteous sword of justice is given against the powers of darkness to assure that that which was given a first time shall not be taken from the world a second time. Go now from this mountain. For 40 days and nights you will be inspired of the word in the meaning of those revelations given to the generations in olden times, and in those revelations given to new generations at the end of times. On the 50th day, go to the Mount of the Temple, reserved by God for the eighth church, the new church of the second advent, and the ministry of righteousness. There God will reveal the word to you in the image out of the light. And the word ceased speaking to the man's soul. Thereafter he left the last of the seven mounts of metal.